KJ4WZM, W4DJW. Nothing hurts. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, I do have a couple announcements. There will be a virtual meeting this month. That's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. All the details on how to log into the meeting are on the brars.cc website. That's Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.cc, brars.cc website. You can go there and get all the details. We'd like to see each and every one of you at the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's monthly meeting. It's virtual, so it's completely safe. See you there tomorrow. And dues are due. Yeah, it's that time of year again. Time to pay your dues. So you got two ways to do that. I think the club site, club's website also, it has a link for PayPal, and it also has a P.O. box if you want to send a check. So time for that. Anybody need any fills on those announcements? Okay, any other announcements, bulletins, or formal traffic for the net? Call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, location, your name, and your intent to hang around for the RagTube portion of the net. Tonight, we're going to begin with new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before. If you're brand new to amateur radio and you've never checked into a net before and you're not familiar with the process, this is your opportunity now to just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, no new operators. We'll go with EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, no EchoLink stations. We have quite a list of pre-net check-ins. I'll go through them next and then we'll go to the RF section. Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. He's in Traveler's Rest. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. KA5WLL, that's Melvin. He's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being there, Melvin. KG4PFI, that's Don. Bring with him KG4QOQ. That's Miss Linda. They're over in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. KG4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Jack. KO4KFS, that's Tommy in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. Appreciate you being there, Pat. KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Dave. KO4RAX, that's Jim in Dacusville. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mel. KJ4HYC, that's Charles in 6 Mile. Good to have you with us tonight, Charles. K4OIM, that's our Tuesday night net controller. That's Walt in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. N4WHM, that's Bill over in Lake Hartwell. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. Hope you're doing well. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andrew. Hope all is going well with you. And KO4PXB, that's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. KW4TS, that's Jim. He's over in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. KO4NNH, that's Fred over in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. And W4MKH, that's Marshall in Jackson. No, he's not in Jackson. Marshall is in St. John's, Florida. Good to have you with us tonight, Marshall. Appreciate you being there. Just did a refresh on the pre-net check-ins and don't see any other pre-net check-ins. And let's see. Daniel got my text and he is on his way to the net. I'm sure he will interrupt me and take over as net control operator as soon as he gets his station set up. Let's see, tonight is Sunday night, so we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with Alpha through Delta, a station with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters A through D. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler, and I'm mobile in Simpsonville tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Carrying Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative. for DJW. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Tyler, can you give me your call one more time? My fault, not yours. You were 100% readable. You're rock solid sound, full scale. I just messed up your call. Can you give it to me one more time?
This is Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW.
Thanks for your patience, Tyler. Appreciate that. Getting more text messages. I thought that might have been... Daniel, but that's our club president. Let's see. Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4CTW. That's Tyler over in Taylor's. Good to have you as night, Tyler. KM4CHY, that's Keith over in Seneca. Appreciate you being as night, Keith. And KM4BLH, that's Curtis. And Greenville, QTH is Greenville. Good to have you as night, Curtis. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Good evening, Dave, Amy, and Annette. Please check in. Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4 DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3 JOY. We're portable and easily tonight. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all on the net. Net Control. Control, please recognize Kilo. Delta, Delta, Delta. That's KI4DCD. Name is Alex, Alpha Lima Echo X-Ray. I'm on the portable in Central. I'll be short time tonight, 73.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary, our Wednesday night net control operator. He also does the swap net on Wednesday nights. Be sure and check in with him on Wednesdays. He also tells you what you get when you win a door prize. So... be sure to be there on Wednesday night. Lots of goodies for Wednesday night. He's bringing with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. And they are portable this evening. Good to have you. It's night, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and we do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KI4DDD, that's Alex. He is short time. Alex, feel free to secure at your leisure. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters E through H. We'll like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call that before DJW.
DJW.
Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, in Candler, North Carolina. I'll stick around for a minute or two tonight, Dave. Thanks.
Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KO4HKX. That is Patrick. He's on the mobile inside the house, I think. That's why he sounds different. But he sounds good. I can hear you, Patrick. No problem. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler. Got you down for comments, Harry. I will be handing it over to Daniel, so he'll be the one that's getting back to you. He's going to come up next, right after this check-in list. And Net Control would like to recognize KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy bringing with her W2MJB. That's our Monday and Sunday night Net Control operators. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wendy. Really enjoyed your Night Before Christmas poem the other night. That was a good one. Appreciate you doing that. Starting that tradition. That's wonderful. Appreciate you doing that. Tell Mark we said hello. And it is now time for me to hand it over to KJ4WZM Daniel, who is ready. KJ4WZM, I'll hand you what I have so far. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
The Blue Ridge 2-meter net, KJ4WZM.
Hey, Daniel, I have a total of 30 check-ins. That includes the pre-net check-ins. That includes Echolink and new amateur radio operators and RF check-ins, Alpha through Delta and Echo through Hotel. So you probably want to do a couple more calls with Echo through Hotel, and you're starting off with 30 calls, including me, not including you. Right? So you'll have to add yourself. You will not add me because I'm a part of the 30. And you have one station hanging around for Ragchu, that is KC4EZN Harry over in Candler. How copy?
30 check-ins. Not including myself, which would bring it up to 31. We're in Ether H and one station hanging around for comments. That would be KC4EZN Harry and Candler, correct?
That is correct. W4DJW, turn it over net control to KJ4WZM. Daniel, take it away.
Ether H, Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or net control. After rail, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Net control. Please check in and out Kilo, Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha, KJ4, JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you and Dave, and all on the net. 73.
For WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
WZM. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
For WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, but I'll stick around for a comment. 73.
WZM. Oh, India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI 4, LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round tape.
I'm out of turn, please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, KK 4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town.
KG 4, JIA, that is Dennis and Gaffney. KK 4, JFO, James up top of a mountain in Tuxedo. KK 4, JBQ, Larry, and his wife Donna, KC 4, MFK, they are at home in Greer. KF4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. Duncan, I got you marked down for comments, too. KI4LZI, Andy on Table Rock. And KK4FTU, Richard in Slabtown. Richard, Dave had started off calling the net, and I swapped over. So, sorry about the confusion there. I just took over net control for the evening. Any other stations? I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Mike through Papa, N through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. A through P, Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM, this is KO4NUE. Please check in myself and my wife, KO4RYP, will be in and out tonight, Daniel. Thank you for calling the net.
KO4NUE, that's Chad. He brings along with him his wife, Anna, KO4RYP. They're at home in Campabella tonight. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM, KO4QOG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. My name is Chris. I'm in Liberty and I'll be negative and negative.
Tango 4 QLG, that is Chris and Liberty. Any other stations, go back through Tango. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Bravo, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Control. Echo 4, Zulu Hotel, Fox Hello. You can't stay alive tonight.
Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. Name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville. Negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India. Both named Mary. Good evening to all, and thanks for calling in tonight, Daniel.
Check in November 4, X-ray Lima, Kevin, Greenwood, negative and negative.
It's KE4ZHF, that's Keith in Columbus, K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. KX4YM. Scott, he brings along with him his wife, Mary, KO4ACD, and his daughter, also Mary, KO4ILI. They're at home in Greenville tonight. Also, N4XL, that is Kevin in Greenwood. That is Alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or that control.
4WZM. Check in K1CJW, it's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey, Roland and Biggers, negative, negative, and good evening to all.
Nice. K1CJW, that is Roland and Pickens. Any other stations, A through Z, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Net control. My name is Rod, we're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
W4WOZ, Rod in the land of Floss. WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. KC4EZN, Harry. How is your New Year, Harry?
KJ4WZM, KC4EZN. So far, it's been kind of quiet. Just kind of trying to decide whether I wanted to stay up and see what the weather was going to be tomorrow. But I think probably when I wake up tomorrow and look out the window, I'll be able to figure it out pretty quick. Just wondering if you folks got as much rain as the weatherman sort of implied that you got down there.
Well, I don't currently have a rain gauge. I'm planning on buying one of those sometime soon. I know the ground is very, very soggy. I took my motorcycle out for a spin today. I like riding it and rode while it wasn't raining. And when I drove it through the yard, it wanted to go every which way except straight. And it just sank into the yard and zigged this way and zagged that way and spun around. So the ground was absolutely saturated. But most of the time, it poured down a lot last night. It rained a good bit today. This evening, we really haven't had as much as we did last night and this morning, but I think it rained pretty heavily all night last night, and for several hours this morning around daybreak especially, it poured really hard. I don't have an idea of the total amount of rainfall, but I know it was up there, and I've been watching the weather. I live really close to the North Carolina-South Carolina state line, kind of in the edge of the mountains there, and for me, tomorrow morning, when I wake up, I may or may not see snow flurries on my commute to work, which is right around daybreak. I know it's going to get really windy. I know we got some more rain showers moving through here. But I'm not sure what the timing is going to be as far as temperature goes and conditions closer to ground level for me. But for you, it looks like you might have a trace of snow on the way. I'm not sure about your elevation.
4WZM, KC4EZN. Well, I have looked at several different weather reports, and the most accurate one I saw said that we could possibly, might, maybe have somewhere between 1 and 12 inches, and they weren't real sure about that. So, like I say, tomorrow morning when I wake up, I look out the window, and if it's white all over the ground, then I'll say, boy, that looks nice, and I'm glad I don't have to go anywhere today. And then I'll go out and look and see how deep it is. So who knows? And the one thing that they did say was, I mean, our ground temperatures up here are really, really warm, especially for this time of year. But they said the snow, if we got it, it was going to come so fast that it would accumulate. So anyway, we shall see. One thing I want to tell you, Daniel, I did take a nap this afternoon. So you now have permission to take a nap anytime you want to. I just wanted to be sure that you understood that now. KC4WZM, KC4EZM.
Burn, Harry. Much well deserved on my part. I too took a nap today. To be honest, when I made that comment, I don't remember exactly what transpired in that my conversation that day, but I had absolutely no idea your age at all. I'm sorry about that. But I appreciate you not letting me live that down. That's pretty funny.
Part of what this is all about is having fun. You know, I know there are some nets that, you know, they're practiced for emergency and there's a real strict protocol, and I understand all of that. It's all about communicating accurately, but then again, there are some other nets where you just have fun, and I think this net has the ability to do both. And right now, we're having fun, so yeah. I just thought I'd remind you of that, and tell you that it was okay. And my yard is not quite as soggy as yours, but I got out yesterday, and we helped a new ham put up an antenna and get his station set up, and I came home and Tropical Storm Fred had laid a big tree down in my yard, and I had been slowly working it into firewood, and I got out yesterday afternoon and ran the chainsaw. There's just one or two pieces left that my little saw is big enough to really be worthwhile. It's got a 16-inch bar on it, so theoretically I could cut a 32-inch tree in half. It'd just take me a half a day and probably a couple of tanks of gas on that little saw. But I've got most of what I can handle cut up. I've got a neighbor that's got a 9-horsepower saw with a 36-inch bar on it. He can cut through that part that's about 2 feet in diameter relatively quickly. But I did that, and back of my legs were letting me know that bending over is not something that I had done a lot of lately, and so this afternoon I decided it was time to rest my legs. And then I kind of figured if I was going to rest my legs, I probably ought to take care of the rest of me too at the same time. So anyway, we're just having fun, Daniel. We'll turn it back over to you and see what Duncan's got to say. I'll tell Duncan, when I first moved to Asheville 57 years ago, 57 and a half years ago, in fact, we lived on a little street called Barnard Avenue, which is off of Edgewood Road going up UNCA. So I am well aware that, and I'm not real sure this argument has ever been resolved, but the city of Asheville and the state of North Carolina argue over who is responsible for cleaning Merriman Avenue. Not real sure that argument's ever been settled, but if you got to go out tomorrow to Duncan, look real hard first. With that, Daniel, we'll turn it back over to you and give Duncan a shot at it. KJ4WZM, KC4EZ, and you'd have permanent permission to take a nap anytime you want to.
Okay. I'm glad I got your permission. That makes a difference now. I was going to mention another thing about the weather. We had a snowstorm move through here last year in a very, very similar fashion as the one they're calling for you to get, possibly tonight. And it had come on the backside of a rainstorm, and it was very, very warm ahead of it, just like it is now. They've been like in the 60s or something crazy, and then the temperature fell, and it snowed on the backside of it. During the first hour that it snowed, we accumulated 3 inches of snow. It finished after an hour and a half of snowing at 4 inches. But that's all the snow we got last year, and it all fell in an hour and a half, with the average for the first hour at 3 inches an hour. And keep in mind, that was from the very moment that the snow started falling until that 60-minute mark. 60 minutes after it transitioned from rain to snow, it was 3 inches deep. I have never seen it snow that hard here before, but that's what it did. So I would not at all in any way underestimate what the system's capable of it as it transitions through here. Been looking at the temperature map on my phone. I can pull up and see a map of a colored map of all the temperatures across the United States. We have a very well-defined line of above freezing versus below freezing approaching from west to east. And my buddy down in Louisiana, he's on the other side of Lake Pontchartrain from New Orleans. He's in a little town called Bogalusa. They're at 36 degrees in southern Louisiana, just a few miles off the Gulf Coast. And if they're that cold there, there's some cold air on the way. We're currently at 58 here. But up in the mountains, it is getting ready to change from above freezing to below freezing. And when it does, ooh, there's going to be a dramatic change in the precipitation, that's for certain. So get ready for it and enjoy it if you get it. I'm not really expecting to see that much, because it looks like the precipitation will be racing out of here pretty quick when the temperature change comes. So we'll see. But I'm glad I got your permission to take a nap whenever I want to. I'll be needing that. I got me one today.
Good morning, Daniel. We'll turn it back to you. KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
See you. Thanks for chatting. KC4EZM, KJ4WZM. Any additional check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Well, please check in KC8, PJM, Kilo, Charlie 8, Papa, Juliet, Mike, Fletcher, and Simpsonville.
KC8, PJM, Fletcher, and Simpsonville. Any other check-ins, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. KB, you still around? Duncan, call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM, KU4JKB. Yeah, I'm still here, and a quick shout-out to Harry. He knows where I'm at. They do a pretty good job of plowing the snow these days on Merriman, but sometimes I wish they wouldn't, because I'd like to be snowed in. But I had a good New Year. How was your New Year, Daniel?
I have spent a lot of it working on the lift kit on my vehicle. While it hasn't been raining, not much, but I have gotten a lot of progress done on it. All I've got left on the front now, I need to put on the brake rotors and wheel bearings and brake calipers and stuff on the front. I have a steering stabilizer to add to the front, and then I need to do my entire rear lift as well. I'm swapping out my drum brake axle for my disc brake axle. And That'll be a lot of fun. The disc brake axle's got a gear ratio of 410, which will keep the engine RPM to ground speed ratio the same as my 373 was from stock tires to the 33s that I'm planning on putting on there. I decided I'd try out the 31-inch tires that I currently have, and they kind of look a little small. I'll end up driving on those for a short time until I can get the bigger tires. But, yep, plan on going up in tire size because those are way, way, way too small. I've ran those stock, so you're going to need some bigger wheels here pretty soon.
That's not your primary vehicle if it's all, up on a lift or something. Do you have a secondary vehicle or do you use a motorcycle to get around?
Yeah, primary vehicle. I bought it and it needed everything done in it, and I've spent the past 5 years working on it, but my suspension was the last thing on it functionally. After that, just the cosmetics. I'm going to completely restore the vehicle, so the cosmetics comes next, but the lift kit was the very last thing that I needed to do. I needed to replace every bushing in the suspension, and the springs and shocks were all shot. Vehicle had over 420,000 miles on it, so everything needed to be redone. And I decided, well, I redid everything, to go ahead and buy a lift kit and put it on because I wanted a little bit more clearance underneath it for when I go up in the mountains playing in the snow. So, sadly, it looks like I'm going to miss out on some of it this year, but hopefully next year I'll be all set. That is indeed my primary vehicle. My secondary vehicle is my motorcycle, and I ride that thing back and forth to work right now, and it's been cold on some mornings, but hopefully soon I'll have this vehicle back on the road.
If you're hoping it gets done soon, do you think you're going to get it done very soon?
I basically am done with the front. I can go finish up the last little bit of what I need to do on the front. I can get that done tonight. I'll go back out there for a couple hours and finish it before going to bed. That way all I have left is the back axle. And once that's done, like, the back is less complicated than the front. But the advantage of the front over the back is each one of the pieces is a lot lighter weight because it comes apart in so many pieces. The back axle itself weighs very close to 300 pounds, and I will probably need some help with that thing. So I'm going to have to work around other people's time schedule because I don't want to get injured. It weighs almost three times my weight, and I can barely move it as it is when it's not underneath the vehicle. But I'll have to fight with that thing. Once I put all the leaf springs on it, it'll weigh even more. It'll be over 300 pounds at that point. So now I'll have to work around someone else's time schedule. So I'm trying to finish up everything that I can do first, and that'll be the last thing. Once I get some help with that, that'll go pretty quick because, once again, it's just one piece, basically. And it's nowhere near as complex as the front. It's just very heavy. So hopefully I'll have that all done shortly and be able to go back to having four walls around me as I go down the road instead of being exposed to everything. So, looking forward to that.
Well, sounds like you got pretty much everything all in line, so hopefully you'll get it done in the next couple of days. I had a pretty interesting new year. I went camping, tent camping, and then we just got back New Year's Day, so I spent New Year's Eve out in the woods in a tent, and sleeping bag and radio, and I couldn't check into this repeater, but I hung up a roll-up dipole in a tree, and I could hear everybody on the net, but I just couldn't transmit at all.
That's really neat. Speaking of radios, I got me another one. It's on the way. I had the Anytone 878UV, the original one that came out. It's a DMR and analog radio. But since then, they came out with a UV Plus, and following that, they came out with a UV Plus 2. And I went ahead and ordered the UV Plus 2. It's got more memory in it, so I can download all the contacts and talk groups and everything for DMR. I can download absolutely everything that there is right now and put it on that radio. Plus, as another advantage, that radio is a Bluetooth radio, so I can pair it to my motorcycle helmet, put the little PTT button on the handlebar, go down the road, and I can talk on the repeater while going down the road on my bike. And I have a noise-canceling microphone on the helmet, so I can actually carry on phone conversations going on down the road, and no one can even hear any kind of wind noise at all. They have no idea I'm on a motorcycle, so I'm curious to see if it'll be the same way when I try to use the helmet on the radio.
I'm actually talking on a Anytone 868 right now, and I love these radios. Really good receive. I have some other HTs, and this blows them all out of the water as far as being able to receive and hear things. But I was thinking about getting a 878 because of the Bluetooth. I love the Bluetooth earbuds. I listen to podcasts all day, and it would be really nice to be able to just have my HD connected to the Bluetooth. So that's the only thing that I regret. But other than that, yeah, the line of radios is absolutely fantastic.
I'm kind of sad that they're not waterproof. I found that out the hard way. Mine still works, but it took me almost a month to get it fully functional again after I had left it out in a heavy rainstorm, and it got absolutely soaked. It was completely and totally waterlogged. But the radio did come back to life, I'll give it that much. It is not waterproof like the Yaesu VX series. Like the very first radio that we had ever operated when my family got licensed was a Yaesu VX7R. And that's basically a military-grade radio. You can throw it off a skyscraper and pick it up and talk on it. They're really, really good. It's not waterproof like those, but it was able to be recovered after it got soaked. And at first, it wouldn't even so much as turn on. Once it did turn on, it acted crazy. I thought that I was going to have to buy a radio a long time ago, but thankfully, it came back to life, and it still works. So I'm thankful for that, but for the most part, they're really good. That's the only thing I change about them. Waterproof. Please and thank you to Anytone if they go ahead and make a waterproof line like that.
I'm okay not needing a waterproof radio, but I guess you're riding the motorcycle and doing all that. That could come into handy. Even, you know, like while I was camping, I'm just, you know, I don't leave it out in the rain, have it in a tent. And, yeah, I used the radio all weekend. It was just fine. But, yeah, waterproof's good, especially, you know, if you fish or, you know, doing things or hunt in swampy areas. But, yeah, well, cool, Daniel. I'll turn it back to you. And if anyone else wants to talk, if you want to get more check-ins, feel free. This is KO4JKB.
See if anyone else wants to check in. This is KJ4WZM with the Blue Ridge Shooting Internet. Any additional check-ins, A through Z, C through A, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Shooting Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Check in. Kilo Golf 4, Golf Fox Uniform. KG4GFU, the name is John. Location is Bowser. Greetings to you. Everyone else out there in radio land, I'll be negative, negative.
Cole, I just got something I want to straighten out. It's an error on my part. This is KG4PFI.
Net would like to recognize KG4GFU. That is John M. Pelzer. And KG4PFI, Don. Okay, I don't understand what's up, but go ahead.
Yes, sir. I've checked in, pre-checked in, I don't know, it's about 6 o'clock, I guess, when I did that. And I noticed by looking on there, after I came back home, I looked and I had typed in my call sign as KG4QLL. And that's not correct. It's KG4QL. It's KG4PFI, and I put in KG4PFL. I'll get it right in a minute. But the PFL is not correct. Me and my fingers just don't type good sometimes. Over.
W4DJW.
I have it up right now. I'm looking at it. It says KG4PFI. It is correct on here. I am looking on here, and I also do not see that you wrote it down a second time either, so I do think that the count is correct. But I'm going to go ahead and let Dave jump in here at this point. W4DJW, go ahead.
Sorry for the pause. I was doing PSK at the same time. I caught that. I saw when I was doing the pre-net load, I saw that, Don, and it just so happened that it picked up a call sign that used to be valid. That call sign that you typed in is no longer, it's expired. But it did find it on QRZ, so it did allow it to pass. But I saw what happened, and I went and deleted the old one, the first one, and you had already entered the second one. So the count is correct. Nothing to change. The count, the number of check-ins on the net is correct, and the log is correct. But do appreciate you telling us, Don. W4DJW, back to net control.
4PFI, and I appreciate it. I'm sorry I made the mistake, but that's the way it goes. Sometimes you make them, and you have to correct them, and I didn't catch it till later. So anyway... That's the way it goes. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. This is KG4PFI, and I'll be clear.
I'm glad that y'all were able to get that all straightened out. Check into comments. Please call KG4WZM or net control.
WZM. Hey, Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all indeed not, and we'll all be negative and negative. Sorry for the late check-in.
KK4DMW, that is Rick. He brings along with him his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all at home in Piedmont tonight, and no problem, Rick. That's why we have the RAG Q portion and call for check-ins. It is not a problem. Have a message in mind for check-ins or comments, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
4FTU. You're putting a different rear end in. Did you put the same ratio differential in the front that you're putting in the back?
I'm going to drive it to work in two-wheel drive. I have some other stuff to do to the vehicle as well. And the whole crew of guys that at my work, they all off-road together, and they all work on our vehicles together. And so they told me to get a whole list of the stuff that needs to be done to the vehicle, drive it to work when I finish the lift kit, and we'll knock everything out all in one night. The whole group of us will on that thing once I get all the parts. But that front differential is one of the things that I need to do. It unbolts from, I don't know how to say this. This is an old Ford vehicle. They had this twin traction beam suspension thingy, and the front differential, you can separate the axles from it very, very easily, and it bolts onto one of the scissor pieces for the front. So I'm just going to take out that front differential pumpkin thingy and take it over to Lindsay's ring and pinion. And I guess it's kind of sort of an Easley. It's on the Greenville Pickens line on 123. I don't know where it technically is, but it's right on the county line. So it's out near 123 and 124. I'm going to take it over there and have them re-gear it for me. It's a Dana 35 axle, so it should be pretty easy to get the correct gear for that. I think they either have that or will be able to get it pretty easily.
Have anti-lock brakes on it?
The Explorers came with anti-lock brakes on the back axle in 91 and 92, and then it was four-wheel anti-lock brakes in 93 and 94, and throughout the rest of the time. This is a 92. I had a 93 before that was four-wheel ABS, but it's only back axle ABS, and it doesn't. This is a 92 that I have. It does not have automatically engaging four-wheel drive. I've got a manual transfer case in it and manual locking hubs, so I can completely and totally disable the vehicle from accidentally engaging that that front axle, which I know would tear the drivetrain up pretty bad with a 373 and a 410 like that, especially on a firm surface. So I'll prevent that from happening.
I'm glad
you're thinking like that, because it could be very costly if you haven't. But sounds like you're making good progress on it. How's your buddy doing with his Suburban? Has he been doing anything to it, or he still working on fixing it up?
Pretty much. He had three Suburbans. He sold two out of the three, actually, and the third one that he's driving, it doesn't need much work at all right now. And his four-wheeling at the second has come to a standstill. That's Nathan Allison, KJ4RQV. He has gotten himself a child recently, so it was actually born really close to, I think it was born on, I can't remember, it was very close to Papa Ray's birthday. And let's see, I can't remember how old his child is now, but it was originally due in October. I think it was born in, it was born very early, I can't remember. It had barely been half term when it was born. But he named it Nash Ray Allison. So his baby's keeping him busy, and he just bought himself a house. So it's going to be a little while before he gets into the four-wheel drive stuff.
Congratulations on the newborn, and pass along my condolences, because I didn't hear until July that K4SUG had passed. And continue keeping up the good work. Enjoy when I am able to check in. Work doesn't allow me to do it much, but I appreciate you being in net control. KK4FGU, back to you, net control.
Appreciate you being one of my regular check-ins. Thanks for checking in on me, and thanks for looking to prevent any kind of costly mistake. That would be very bad. Some of the newer vehicles actually automatically engage four-wheel drive if they sense any kind of a difference in speed for the front wheels and the rear wheels. Even if you have it set in two-wheel drive, it will automatically engage. So you could be driving down the road just fine and start to accelerate on some wet pavement or whatever, the tires slip a little bit, and next thing you know, you have snapped some universal joints and a drive shaft due to everything moving at a different speed. So that would be extremely bad, and I do appreciate you jumping in there and making sure that I had thought that through. I definitely appreciate that.
One more quick question, just to make sure, because I know somebody that needs the information. We still have the test given at the Red Cross the third Saturday of every month, correct? And start time is 8:30 for those that don't already have a license.
Come back and answer his question on the testing times at the Red Cross building. Are you still around, Dave? I'm going to find out about that for you real quick.
My buddy's been listening, and I've been pushing him to get his license. He just texted me and asked me to make sure that time was right and where it was and when it was, and I told him he needed to have two forms of ID also.
NUE, Daniel, the station requesting information about testing. It's 15 January at 940 Grove Road at 9 a.m. Testing begins at 9 a.m. I'd say be there around 8:30, I guess. January. KO4NUE, back to net.
This is KC4EZN. Be sure your friend goes on the FCC website and gets his FRN number before he goes to the test session. That's something that's relatively new. KC4EZN.
KJ4WZM, did you get all the information you were needing?
He needs to go to the FCC website to get the FRN number, correct? That's correct. They're going to ask you for it when you get there, and that's something you got to do ahead of time. KC4EZN. Apparently, Apparently he's listening. I'm trying to text him, and he's listening right now. Thank you much, gentlemen. Hope to help get a few more in here. KK4FTU clear.
Well, we're able to help him with that. Right now I'm actually looking on the FCC website trying to figure out how to help someone can get their FRN number, and I'm actually not sure about that. I'm looking on that site right now. If I could find that, I will try to keep that in mind next time a testing session comes around. I'll try to let people know that on the net on how to do that. I haven't figured that out yet.
KK4FTU, and he just texted me back and said he already had his FRN, and he's listening right now. KK4FTU.
I've just now figured out how to get an FRN number as well. I just figured it out. So if anyone ever needs any help with that, let me know, and I will walk you through exactly how to find it on the FCC website. Glad that he was able to get all of his questions answered. KJ4WZM. Back in your comments, please call KJ4WZM or net control. You check in to add, and that is WD4DYH. That is Johnny. He is with me in Traveler's Rest. Last call for any additional check-ins or comments, please call KJ4WZM or net control. WZM now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to everybody. Happy New Year and good night. Kippy, you still around, Duncan?
WZM, KO4JKB.
Well, I was just wondering how you had your radio for.
It's the Anytone for about a year.
Battery size is 878.
I believe it does. I think all those, they have the same battery for sure.
I'll end up with a total of three batteries. I bought me an extra one before, so my HT actually has two batteries for it. And this second HT will come with one as well, so that'll be a total of three, which is really nice. So as long as I keep them charged up, which I was really bad before about having both of them dead. Two batteries and both of them are dead. But as long as I keep them all charged up, I shouldn't have anything to worry about if the power goes out. Plus, I got me some, I have a spare car battery and a spare motorcycle battery as well, and they're charged up, so I'm in good shape. Plus, I got me a power inverter and a bunch of other stuff. All kinds of doodads are around here in case the power ever goes out.
Up here we might have a power outage, and who knows? But yeah, I'm with you on the backup power. I have backup batteries for all of my HTs, and then for my HF radio, I have a lead acid sealed battery, and then with solar panels, I got a dual fuel generator. So I can get the word out.
Really good. I can't remember what storm it was. It was not this fall. It was the previous fall. We had a hurricane that came through here. I think it was actually Category 1 strength when it crossed my area. Sustained Category 1 winds. Like, then it came through with like 75, 80 mile an hour winds. It was a hurricane as it came through. And it brought down all kinds of trees all over the place, and my entire area was without power. Even the cell phone towers were down. Nobody had a cell phone signal where I am. We had to go to Traveler's Rest for our phones to work at all. But the radio still worked. That was last year.
Excuse me. Where I live, usually if the power goes out, it comes on pretty quickly, but every once in a while there's a kind of a big serious event. I remember people on this repeater talking about a storm back in 1991 or 1993. I can't remember. But it affected the whole East Coast, and I was living in southern Ohio at the time. And if there's people out there listening, they know that storm. And when I was up there, it snowed 3.5 feet. And it took me 2 days to shovel the driveway. It was like the whole place was just shut down. There hadn't been a storm like that in a while. But it's not what we're going to see tomorrow, but I'm looking forward to some snow. Over.